Rambam writes in Hilchot Mamrim that Bet Din of any generation has the right to establish takanot and haramim on the kahal if they see fit, in order to make certain things and put order in the community or in the kahal. However, one precondition before they make the takanot is they have to make an assessment that the takana will be able to be upheld by rov sibur, the majority of the sibur. And it's not going to be a type of takana she'en a sibur yecholim la'amod ba. And if they make a takana as such, and the takana never takes hold because the sibur just was never able to handle it, that takana is batel on its own. Since it never took hold, so there's no need to officially nullify it. However, if Bet Din made a takana, and at the time Bnei Israel were able to accept it and they followed it, but then at a later time, either the reason didn't apply anymore, and therefore the people really weren't following it anymore, then another Bet Din is able to come and break that takana and chayrim. And the Rambam writes that second Bet Din does not have to be greater bechokhmah ubiminyan than the Bet Din that established the takana. Examples of this Harambam, in the beginning case and the last case. There's a shoot in Kol Mebaser, and they asked the rabbi, they wanted to make a takana at a certain point that no Jew should be allowed to go back to Germany, for obvious reasons. It was after the Holocaust, after the destruction of European Jewry. So they felt, that's it, you have to put a ban on this place after what they did. The Kol Mebaser writes back and he tells them he does not believe that this will be a takana that Rov Sibur will be able to fulfill. And he gives a reason. He says because a lot of people after the war need to go back to Germany to try to recover their property and their assets and their money and their things. So to tell them they cannot go back, the people are not going to listen. They're going to go back in order to, you know, to settle whatever they have to settle. Some people have family there still and so on and so forth. Therefore, he felt, can't make a gezerah in such a case. Another example, which is really not sourced well, but there's a tradition that the Jews of Spain had, ish mipi ish, that after the expulsion of Spain, that they would not go back. I felt that's it. You know, this is a country that whoever left was taken all their money from, and they were persecuted, whoever stayed was baptized. Lo'alinu had to convert by the Inquisition. So they said that's it, they're not going back. Although there's no source for it. It's not written really anywhere in a sefer that Hachamim got together and made such a takana. It's a tradition that the Toledano family, that they called themselves Toledano, because when they left Toledo, Spain, on the way out they said Toledo no, meaning in Spanish they're never going back to Toledo. Okay, but that's the family has a tradition. Chamavadya in Tafshin Lamed Chet was invited to Madrid to speak. They were inaugurating a new yeshiva. So he had to analyze, is he allowed to go back? Is there a harem? Is there a harem? So can he go visit it? So in Yabia Omen Chalik Zayin, he says, listen, even though there's a rule, Safek Harem Nechumra, if you have a Safek, if there's a harem, you got to go Nechumra. But that's in a case where you know there was a harem, you just don't know if this was included in the harem. Then you say Safek Harem Nechumra. But here we don't even know if there was a harem in the first place. And even if there was, who said that they made the harem on Kol Ka Yisrael? Maybe they made it only on the descendants of those families. And even if you want to say that, maybe they made it only that you can't live there, but maybe you can go visit. So he makes a whole bunch of sifekot over there, and he says, anyway, it's not written anywhere. And they asked professors from Spain who went through the whole history, and they said, no, they really don't have any documents that the community ever made a takana, so therefore it would be permissible clearly today to go back to Germany and clearly to go visit without a question to Spain. But an example of the last case of Arambam is an interesting takana that Hacham Avadya found when he was young in a sefer of takanot. And he was reading through the sefer. He wasn't really looking for it, but he found it. The takana was based on Ibn Ezer, Hilchot Periyah v'Reviyah Siman Aleph, where Maran writes that really a person should try to get married at 18. And if he can get married at 13, Maran writes, Mitzvah min ha-muvhar. The Gemara says, you know, Gira be'enecha. And, but, you know, not later than 20. That's it. That's the cutoff point. Unless if you have a good reason, you know, because you're learning or something. But 20, ad chafshana, like the Gemara Kedushin says, ad chafshana. So there was an old takana in Yerushalayim that any ravak, single boy, at the age of 20, if he's not married, cannot live in Yerushalayim. And the forces have the right to evict him and throw him out. Get him, the Kiddushah of Yerushalayim, they don't want single guys going around not married. Maybe it affects the Kiddushah or something. Anyway, that was the takana. Ravakim, at the age of 20, not married, a ban from living in Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. Who signed this document? The Rosh Hashiva of Bet El, Rav Gedaliah Hayon, Gadol Ador, he signed the document. It was also signed by Rabbi Rafael Azulai, as the father of the Hidah. So you had Gedole Olam that came along and put their name to this document. Chavodya found it. And he came along and he said, well, we have today Ravakim living in Yerushalayim. Guys are coming all over the place. So he felt that this is, Chas v'Shalom, dangerous to keep this harem. Obviously, when they made it, there was a reason. But today, people are not following it. And the harem is a curse. The Mekubalim, right, it goes through the 248 limbs of a person's body. Harem is Gematria Ramah, same otiyot. So therefore, it's a sakana. So his Chama Vadiyah says he went to Hakam Yehuda Sadka and he went to Hakam Ben Sion Abba Shaul and they made a Bet Din, knowing that you don't have to be greater than the rabbis that did it, even if it's a Bet Din Katan, and they made the Takana and they nullified it. And they allowed, today if you have young 20-year-olds running around Yerushalayim, you can thank Chama Vadiyah for putting together that Bet Din, or you can thank him that they're not under the Harem at least. That he was able to nullify the deen. The last example was that the early settlers in Eretz Yisrael made a takana that anybody that comes to Eretz Yisrael cannot live in the city of Yafo. They must live in Yerushalayim because they wanted a mitaken to establish the city of Yerushalayim. Okay, that was a takana by the Harem. You can't live in Yafo. However, after time passed, the reason didn't apply anymore because people were already settled in Yerushalayim and there was a reason that you wanted people to settle in other places. And therefore, that was another type of harem where the rabbis of Jerusalem at a later time came along and said, they made it for a reason, the reason is not applicable anymore, and we don't want Rov Sibun now to be nikhshal in Chas v'Shalom, inyan of haramim. So therefore, they were mevatel that as well. Especially when you have, there was times of what we call Idan Ritha. Idan Ritha is, you know, when there's a Gzad Din in the world, when there's judgment in the world, the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael were very careful, the Mekubalim, to nullify all haramim that were, you know, previously established, because they were worried that Idan Ritha could be that if there's a harem that they don't know about, or they know about, that, God forbid, people are in contempt of unwittingly, Idan Ritha can affect them. Point is over here, Rabotai, the rule of the Rambam. Hachamim make the takanot, the assessment is Rav Sibur. The Gemara says they wanted to make a takana, no meat during the year. No meat at all during the year, for good reason. If God's table doesn't have any meat on it, the Mizbeah, so how could our table have meat on it? Same thing with wine. No wine all year long. So God's, when the Hachamim came to the conclusion that it's a gezerash in Asibur, Yecholim Na'amod Ba. And they turned it into, you know, Seudat HaMafseket. And then they stretched it to, you know, the 9 days that we have. And even that, everybody's trying to figure out a way to make a siyum for 9 days, because they can't go 9 days without it. So imagine if they would do, maybe it would have added more Torah in the world if they made it against the whole year. You make a siyum every single day in order to have meat. But the point is, Hakamim knew that you couldn't make such, and they're right. You see, even the 9 days, the people are struggling to go without meat. Imagine if they made it for the whole year. Fine, that's the halacha.